Hey there, welcome to Embrace Your Strengths podcast. You're going to hear inspiring stories of men and women who are embracing their top five Clifton strengths in all kinds of ways. You'll be encouraged to understand more about what's so great about you, learn how knowing, developing, living more moments using your strengths can bring you joy and purpose in your life. I'm your host, Barbara Colo. Hi there. Welcome to Embrace Your Strengths. I am excited for you today to hear from a guest that I have from San Antonio, Jace Edwards. Welcome, Jace.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, this is really fun. Jace and I met in last August in the heat of Texas at a lovely little ranch. And anyway, it was fun to be with you and some other leaders that work alongside the ministry there in San Antonio. I would love for you just to introduce yourself, who you are, where you live, and what you do.
Yeah. So, hi, everybody. My name is Jace Edwards. I am a former student athlete at the University of Incarnate Word. It's a Division I level FCS football school, and I played football here for 4 years all the way up until 2022. And ever since then, I have been full-time in my master's degree, and I'm in a five-year program where I can graduate with my master's degree in 5 years. So this is the last semester of that, and I graduate on May 11th. And what I like to do for fun, I like to play my guitar, I like to read books, go to Bible studies, swim, go to the gym, hike, be out in nature. And I am from Houston, Texas.
Oh, that's great. Well, it sounds like you got a lot on your plate there.
Yeah, I do my best to try and stay busy outside of school.
What is your master's in? What's your study?
It's in accounting. Yeah, okay. It's in accounting. The inspiration behind that was when I was going to college from high school, my uncle and my dad, they started a financial firm in 2017. And that I always knew that I wanted to be a businessman. So growing up, I'd always have these visions where I'd be walking into an office and there'd be people and it'll be a bustling office. So, I mean, that vision came true this summer when I had an internship at KPMG, one of the big four accounting firms. If you're not familiar, it's the fourth largest accounting firm in the world. So I had an internship there and that vision came true. So I remember thinking about that in my internship, like, wow, you know, we thought about this when we were a child. So that was great. Oh. I was very grateful to God for that.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, I, as you know, I love talking with people about their strengths, and it was such a treat to be with all of you. I think it was like 20 different folks that helped lead the ministry things there in San Antonio. And I know as a lot of times when people are still in college, they're still trying to figure out their way, like, okay, is this major really going to work for me or what am I made for? And so it seems like you've kind of had some clear tracks that you've been on for a while. And so I think it's going to be so interesting for our listeners to hear about you and what that has meant for you. Is I know that knowing your strengths isn't the only factor in all those things, but it is just one little component. So anyway, I'd love you just to tell like what your top five strengths are and a little bit what that journey has been like for you as you've understood them.
Yeah. So my top five strengths are their connectedness, belief, input, responsibility, and intellection. So the way I summarize connectedness is I like to have intelligent conversations and I think everything happens for a reason. So I was just telling I was just telling one of my friends that because we had Bible study right before this, so I ran from Bible study to be here. So I was telling him that man, you know, I just had these two beautiful women in my life, and because I'm single and I'm trying to figure out, you know, who I want to marry, because I don't like being single and whatever. But yeah, so and I was like, you know, I just had these two beautiful women in my life. You know, I'm following Christ. I'm doing everything right. I'm waiting till marriage. I'm not really out here trying to abuse women or anything like that. But for some, and I'm driven. I have a great job lined up after college, and I just don't know what I did or anything, but they just up and just stopped communicating with me. And I'm like, wow, that sucks. So you know, I just have to remind myself everything happens for a reason. And I kind of found peace knowing that. And, you know, we're also going over James, and the Bible says, consider it great joy when you're going through, you know, trials and tribulations, because your endurance will have a chance to grow. So that kind of find peace in that. For input, I think of it as, I just like to collect things. So I like to collect music. I know from when I was a freshman and sophomore, I used to screenshot all the verses that stood out to me in the Bible. And I would just, I have them in a folder still. I don't really visit that folder anymore, but I used to store those in the folder. Professionally, when I was down here, my internship, KPMG, they flew us out to the company lake house. They have about 800 rooms and 70 conference rooms there. And
wow.
it's just a place for them to win business and everything, and train their interns or whatever. And I was down there, and I created a national intern group chat. So I went around like a madman promoting that thing, like, hey, you need to join this national intern group chat.
Gosh, so that's awesome.
Yeah, so we can stay connected after we leave the even if you leave the company, but after we leave the lake house during the 3 month span of our internship. So I was able to get 220 around 220 people in there, and I would follow up with, you know, just send out weekly messages like, hey, encouraging them or asking them questions, how are things going, and just that's stuff awesome. Like that. So that's what it looks like professionally, at least for me. And yeah, music, collecting professional contacts. I have a whole bunch of books back there. I like to read personal development books. So that's what input looks like.
Mm-hmm.
As for belief, I have a certain amount of core values that are unchanging. So what that looks like is pretty much, for the longest, on my computer, it says honesty and faith on the back. It's just a black screen with honesty and faith on there, because those are my core values for the longest. But I've kind of like transitioned into having three now, and they're service, love, and adventure. So I kind of equate my belief strength to just my core values and really trying to live by those every day. So the honesty was, you know, just be honest with people, be transparent, don't lie. Mm. The faith was, of course, Christ related, and just staying plugged in, because when I'm not plugged in, things always go wrong.
Yeah.
The service is just, you know, being a servant leader, leading from the front or leading from the back. It really doesn't matter, just whatever's needed in the situation, and just really just being there for the people who may be following me. The love is just being compassionate and empathetic in all my interactions, and the adventure is just exploring life and being open to new things. And
that's
then
awesome.
Responsibility is, I just like to take like psychological ownership of everything that I put myself into. So if I say that I'm going to meet somebody at a certain time, either I try to be there, that's like being punctual, but I try to be there on time. And if I'm not there, I'm like, hey, you know, this happened, and can we do it a little later? Or if not, can we reschedule? And I'm really proactive about that. Or, you know, I'm just, if I say I'm going to do something, I just really try my best to do it. And if I know I can't do something, I just don't get involved with it. And that's responsibility. And because I know my reputation relies on it. And in accounting and any profession, whatever you do, you got to have a good reputation if you want to go far, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And intellection, you know, this is something that really surprised me, because I always knew I was intelligent, but I didn't think it was my strength. So it's pretty much, when I was younger, they told me I had ADHD, and it kind of makes sense now, because I need time to process things, and I'm not a science guy or anything. So I may have ADHD, but it makes sense because I truly need time to process things. And of course, movement helps. So that's kind of like a whole thing with ADHD, but I just need time to process things, and it takes me a lot longer, but once I understand them, you know, it's a lock. Like, I understand it and I can explain it. And I just like thinking about a whole bunch of things. And And I mean, after doing the StrengthsFinders test, I was kind of proud of it. But before that, I really didn't know why I was always thinking or anything like that.
So it kind of put words to things you knew were going on, but you didn't know that before.
Yeah. So I'm just always thinking, and I like to learn about new things and just sit and reflect on them and see how maybe it applies or it could apply to something else or. And just as they happen, I'm always just thinking about things that are in front of me or around me. Maybe something just boomed over there and I need like 3 seconds to figure out what that was while I'm doing whatever I'm doing here. So yeah, those are my strengths and that's kind of how I see them.
Wow, that's great. Well, I know like when we went over those with the other group of leaders, I can't remember, but I know that you were either the only or one of a couple that had intellection. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was me and Jaren. So me and Jaren had intellection. So two of us out of like maybe 20 or 25-ish. Mm. I don't know.
Well, I think it's just fascinating to even hear you as you've been noticing those and even seeing those in your life and things that are going on right now. But what is there anything that you think, even as you step back, that you think, yeah, of course I have always loved doing this kind of thing or whatever, as you see all of them kind of merging together in the things that you do and that you love, or that like even in your pursuit of getting your master's degree, do you see how all these kind of tie together?
I know responsibility ties together in almost everything that I do as far as just professionally and with my relationships. If, you know, if I want to go on a date and I say, hey, let's go on this date and let's do this, I'm going to want to stick to that. And because, you know, that's kind of what we talked about, and I'm not going to try and flake on somebody. Even if I don't like them, I will try to see that date through. And that's kind of a shortcoming of mine, because I'll sit there and give them attention even when I shouldn't be. But yeah.
That's commendable.
Yeah.
You're a man of your word.
Yeah. And then I know my freshman year, I was really intentional about going into clubs. Like, let's see. I was a part of the marketing club, the accounting society. I'm still a part of that. Student athlete advisory committee, fellowship of Christian athletes, Crusaders for Christ crew, and the business club. And I'm also a part of the Texas CPA.
Wow, that's a lot.
San Antonio. I'm a committee member there. And this is over like 5 years. So things were. I was involved in certain things and I wasn't involved in others, but that's the summary of kind of like the other stuff that I was doing outside of football, on top of football and classes. So responsibility was a big thing for me. And yeah, also what else? Input surprised me because I low-key thought I was a hoarder. But I'm not a hoarder because my room isn't dirty and I don't have stuff that I don't need, but
it's about information, like you say.
Yeah, it's about information, and yeah, I have a whole bunch of books, and before I switched to Spotify, on my Apple Music, I had about 230 playlists, and they were all comprehensive playlists at that, for the most part, at least 70% of them, at least over like 2 hours. So I had a whole bunch of music, and yeah, input surprised me, and let's see, intellection definitely surprised me, and connectedness was just reassuring, because it just reminded me that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Well, as you think about just these different strengths and like the name of this podcast, Embrace Your Strengths, what does that bring to mind to you? Has that journey been easy or hard for you as you think about just embracing who God made you to be and that these are part of what that is, what that entails, these top five strengths? Are there any things that you think that maybe you had a different perspective on before you realize, okay, that's really a strength and that's good?
probably the responsibility one. I just thought I had a problem with people pleasing.
Oh, okay.
But not really, though. Because at least not anymore. Maybe when I was younger, but not after like sophomore year of college. But responsibility for sure. And it comes with this fair share of downs, because there's just, you're involved in so much. And, you know, like last semester, the beginning of last semester, the dean of the business school reached out to me to potentially like advise the mayor of San Antonio on stuff for college. And like after everything that was on my plate, I said yes. And so
of course you'd say yes to that.
I said yes, but then, you know, the guy who was supposed to call me, and I was like, man, you know, I really have a lot on my plate, but I would be willing to make this work just because of the magnitude of the situation.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that's been a struggle. And I mean, that it just leads to a whole bunch of sometimes anxiety, because I'm like, man, I got to be over here. I'm responsible for this. Like right now I'm the accounting society president, and I'm a part of the Texas CPA San Antonio Student Ancillary Committee. So I'm responsible for my club as well as, you know, representing the Texas CPA Society on campus and just in general. And I'm also a resident assistant. So I'm responsible for my residents and yeah, responsible for me, which is,
yeah.
I try to find more time for myself now, but when I was coming up, especially like my freshman year in college, like I remember telling the psychiatrist this, I was like, man, psychiatrist or counselor, one of them, I think it was my psychiatrist, but I was like, man, I just don't find time for myself. I try to do everything for others. And I think that's when I came to the terms with being a people pleaser. And I was like, yo, I can't do this anymore. I got to find a balance here between responsibility and, you know, just doing things just because, you know, I'm going to make somebody else happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
That is really insightful. And I think, you know, like each of these different strengths, they all have a challenge to them, and kind of you've articulated that really well, because people with responsibility do need to learn when to say no. And sometimes that's hard. I understand that. I'm wondering, even as you are involved with, are you like leading a Bible study, or like kind of what's your role as a student leader? Like, how do you see these showing up in those things?
I'm not a student leader with Crew, but they wanted me to be there just because, you know, I guess I kind of lead by example. So, I mean, we have our discipleship group every Wednesday here on campus at Incarnate Word, and it's at 3, and it's like a core set of guys. And then we just try and invite whoever else wants to come. And I'm pretty big on that. And wait, what was your question?
Yeah. Just how you see these, strengths show up in kind of whatever your ministry is. I mean, yeah, it might not be Crew, but just kind of your walk with the Lord and just your just development in
So
what you're doing.
Intellection plays a big role in that. Just reflecting on, just taking like serious time to think about the scriptures that I read, and just sort of like intellection, I would like summarize it as just a constant meditation of what's going on around you. Like a teacher could be lecturing, and if there's something that I have to think about, I'm going to think about that forever and, you know, be able to pop in and out of the lecture accordingly. But I'm going to just sit there and think about it and try and sort that out in my head. So intellection in the ministry would be just reflecting on scripture and really just trying to internalize that and try and personalize those scriptures to how they may apply to my life.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to a point to where I may be able to share that with others. And then, yeah. I mean, I keep coming back to responsibility. Responsibility. I know when, after our leadership retreat, that we had this this quiz that we came back to campus, because we were planning stuff for the campus and everything, UTSA and UIW. And the leaders implemented it, and then I was just there to help them, you know, with whatever they needed. And I figured I could help them the most with tabling, because I'm a people person, and I know a lot of people on campus because I've been involved and I've been there for so long. So I was really engaged with tabling, and I feel like that's kind of my responsibility. I feel like, you know, since I have these certain strengths, you know, with people and just being a natural salesman, I guess, just promoting the club.
That's so great.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it sure sounds like you have a lot of tricks in your bag, and it's exciting to think about what's ahead for you. And I don't know if you had a chance to do it, but like after we met, there was an exercise of like, what does it mean when you are at 100% or in full throttle with all of your strengths? Like, what does your best self look like? And did you have a chance to do that? Or what do you think that looks like? Or when you're really in your jet stream with your strengths?
All right. So
what would that look like?
It may be more than what's on here, just more than these five strengths. But I would say, like, I would go back to that KPMG Lake House in the summer where I created that national intern group chat. Mind you, we're here maybe three or four days, and then it's about 800 interns from all over the country. And I have the national intern group chat with zero people once I get there. Well, as soon as I got off that airplane and onto the bus to the lake house, I was already recruiting. So that was, you know, I was like, man, I got to break this ice if I really want to be able to get people in this group chat. So I broke the ice. You know, I was starting to talk to people on the bus, like asking them where they were from and what part of accounting were they in. And then I would probably say, like, after that first night, I was just going around doing the same thing. And then I started asking people what they like to join. And they're like, oh, this is a great idea. And I was like, you think so, huh? And I was like, all right. So I'm cooking with grease now. And that's so, awesome. And after that, I was like, all right, well, let's go ahead and just, let's try and really reach as many people as I could. And then the first night, I think we had 50 people. Second night, maybe 140, because people were sharing it amongst each other. So it was kind of growing a little bit bigger than what I could do on my own. Uh-huh. And then I think by the second night, I was like, man, I got to get this just a little bit organized. So I start recruiting other like leaders to help me out with ideas and initiatives for like maybe throughout the internship that we could do to keep the chat kind of fun, because I couldn't do it all on my strength. And so I was just asking them that. And by like the third night, we were at like 200, and by the end of the fourth day, we were like at 220, 230 ish. So I would say like input, that strength really showed up there, because it was all in the pursuit of collecting professional contacts and keeping us together. And belief, I would say like the service really was shining there. Because, you know, I was like, you know, these guys, half the people, look, hold on, I just want to show you, I know the audience can't see this, but this is what they gave us at the KPMG Lake House for networking.
Oh, so cool.
This QR code here goes to LinkedIn. So
you
guys don't know what I'm showing her, but it's a land group with my name and then a QR code that links people to our LinkedIn. So as we walked around the lake house, we could be like, hey, follow me on LinkedIn. So half the people there didn't know that that was for LinkedIn, because they weren't trying to network like that. So the service aspect of it, just, you know, saying, hey, you know, there's some people here who might not even be trying to network for real, but once they leave, they're going to regret it. But if they're in this group chat, you know, it's going to be good for them. So that was kind of cool. So that's kind of how belief tied into it. And responsibility, I was like, I thought about it, so I had to get it done.
Yeah.
So, and then in election, I met so many people. So, or reflecting after the fact, I guess, and trying
that's awesome.
My best to be intelligent and whatnot. And I see connectedness also has something to do with intelligent conversation. So, I was really just sitting. I wasn't even like after like the second night, I was like, man, this thing's going to grow with or without me. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to be intentional now and just actually getting to know people. And I was actually just sitting down with people, having intelligent conversations and just talking to them. So for some people that may be exhausting, but I'm barely an extrovert, so I was very exhausted after that week, but I found it quite rewarding just looking back on it, and it's on my resume now, and I have it on my LinkedIn as well under my KPMG experience.
So, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I love just hearing just how you stepping into just who you are and the things that you're good at. And like you say, just gathering people and all kinds of layers to all these things. I love that. Well, I wonder, is there any other 2 cents that you might have for somebody that's listening that might think, oh, I'm not sure what my strengths are or if it matters what they are, or just kind of maybe wandering or even wondering, like, does who I am, does it matter?
Yeah, so who you are definitely matters. I remember last semester, like even just because I did this test doesn't mean that I have a definitive answer on who I am as a person, because mm-hmm. although I was just having a mental battle last year with just like life after college and all that, and I was just struggling, having a whole bunch of anxiety, and then a whole bunch of stuff that was just piling up on me. People calling me, just all my responsibilities as, you know, a leader on campus and whatnot. And, you know, that really got to me, and I kind of found myself just retreating just a little bit and just, you know, and just doing things that I enjoyed and just not being as present as I needed to be. It's being kind of selfish in a way. And I remember my mom, I went home and she was like, she asked me, she was talking about how she was going to counseling and everything. And she was like, who are you? Because she was like, I think she said her counselor asked her that question, and she was talking about how she responded, and she was like, well, I want to ask my sons that. She was like, well, who are you?
That's a deep question.
I was like, because we're just sitting on the couch watching TV. I was like, where did this come from, Mom? I was really trying to avoid the question. That's what it was. I was like, why'd you ask me that? And then she was like, I just want to know who my child is. And I was like, dang. Because I drew a blank and I was very afraid because I drew a blank. And then I was like, well, I just reverted back to my core values at the time. I added 3 more recently, but I was just like, I'm honest and I believe in God. Mm-hmm. That's all I could say. And I was very frustrated after she asked me that question. Just internally, I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, why couldn't I give her a straight answer? And I was very sad about that. But yeah, who you are definitely matters. And even if you don't do this test, there's other resources out there. I like to do the Big 5 personality test. It pretty much rates you on a scale based on your neuroticism, extroversion, openness to experience, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. And it's like on a scale of 0 to 120. And it gives you just a comprehensive level of all those things.
I just appreciate just your honesty, Jason. I think it's like we all want to understand who we are. And I mean, that's just a sweet conversation you had with your mom. Mm-hmm. But I think even though, you've had a lot of input about who you are and like say different probably assessments or whatever along the way. But I think it kind of takes some time for it to really sink in of like how delighted God is in who he made you to be. And these, like I said, I know these are just 5 of the top things about you and that there's so many more, but right. I think of just even the things that you've shared in our conversation of just your eagerness and humility, your desire to learn and understand yourself, people around you. But obviously, especially your reliability with your responsibility, but just that you really have deep thoughts that matter and mm-hmm. about all kinds of topics. But especially I love thinking of that as you've kind of referred to, as you think about things just in God's word that you're learning or thinking about, but think of your teachability and wanting to be all that God made you to be. And just that he delights in who you are. And I hope that even as you and your mom talked a little more after that, that it's encouraged you of like, okay, maybe we don't always have the words about it, but I think you know, even as you listen to what other people say or the feedback you get, sometimes we deflect the good encouragement we get from other people about mm-hmm. who we are. But I mean, this might sound crazy, but after I turned 60, I had this very sweet notebook of letters that people had written me that my daughter put together. And I literally went through and I underlined all those words and aww. I put them on a list. And it's like, yeah, I mean, and really what it did, it was like, these are my top five strengths is what I saw, because that's the language I think about a lot, but it was so encouraging. And I think even as you hear input or feedback from people along the way of what they see in you or appreciate about you as you do a different task or work the table or lead the group or whatever, but it's like, it's so encouraging to me to think about not only the impact you're having, but who you are as a person, as you're wrapping up your college career and it's going to be stepping into something very big and new on the horizon. But I think to not minimize, and I don't think you're minimizing what these strengths are, but it's like, yeah, these are awesome strengths. And
right.
The more that, I mean, even like you say, going to your intern thing, it's like, wow, you took yourself with you there and look what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that huge list of contacts of people and connection and encouragement and all the layers of whatever that has produced. But I think you're going to keep doing that in your job next year and in 5 years from now. And I don't know, it's exciting to think about what all that means for you.
Yeah.
As you.
Yeah. So I had more pretty much with the whole who you are thing. I feel like everybody's unique and wonderfully and beautifully made, you know, under, you know, God's hand. And we all are here to do different things and understanding your spiritual gifts. I think that's really important. And it's a question that I've been asking myself, like, what are my spiritual gifts? And I think it's probably the intellection deal where I think about things and I'm able to explain them in the way that people may not have thought about first. So I thought about it so much, but just asking yourself, what are your spiritual gifts and what are you really here to do? Like, maybe like you don't like your job, or you may enjoy your job, or, but you don't think that's what you're here to do. Like, just ask yourself, like, what are you actually mm-hmm. here to do? Like, on this earth, like, are you here to, you know, share the word, or are you here to paint beautiful pictures, or, you know, yeah. just like, what are you here to do? And maybe that's some like a line of thinking that'll help you figure that out.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of great insights, and I just appreciate your getting on here with me and just giving us a little glimpse of what those are. Well, one last question I have for you that I love to ask people is like, what has brought you joy lately or put a smile on your face?
Yeah. Like I said in the beginning, recently, you know, I had two beautiful women who I thought, you know, that may have had a relationship potential and it fell through, and I was really disappointed and sad and frustrated. But, James Ward, our leader of crew in San Antonio, he had us memorize scripture for this week's Bible study, and he gave us a list of scriptures, and I chose John 16:33. It says, I have told you all of this so you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And I was like, you know, wow, you know, this is bigger than me. Like, I this is nothing. Everything happens for a reason with connectedness, and you know, I need to figure this out and just move forward with joy, understanding that, you know, my endurance, my character is only going to be stronger from this situation, and I'm just going to be encouraged and
yeah,
keep doing what I can do.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. I love that perspective. That's such an encouraging just admonition in the midst of your disappointment of what's transpired, but knowing like, yeah, you can trust God that He does know your future, that He has good plans for you. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening today.
Hope you have a good rest of your day. I hope
this time has given you hope and encouragement about how amazing you are, or helped you understand someone you know or work with or love. If you're curious about your top 5 strengths, you can take the assessment at cliftonstrengths.com. If this episode's been helpful to you, please leave a review, share the podcast with a friend, or subscribe to Embrace Your Strengths podcast. You can find more information at Barbara Colwell, CULWELL.com. I sure look forward to our next time together. Take care.